I'm always eating your own kids.
Because you came late.
Yes.
You see, you have to learn from Tony. If you come late, you feel the silence more.
Yes.
I used to always be late.
He was?
That's how I used to always be late.
Yeah. What do you mean used to? You were late today.
But.
Whatever.
Me and Wendy, we're alive.
I'm glad there was some meditation left for me.
Plenty.
Yeah.
I started a new trend with the shoes, too. Real few shoes today. You even have your shoes on.
I have my shoes on? Because I think you guys are expert now. You know what it meant. You know the meaning of not picking up your luggage. No, those are for newcomers. We take off our shoes. Well, who's going to share? It's sharing night. Okay.
What do you want us to share?
Anything you want, as far as your advancement goes, as far as the practices goes, as far as the experiences goes that we probably had that we'd like to share.
This was, well, go ahead, Rick.
No.
I was just going to say, this is the CD you left with us a couple weeks back, the IMI, and I think I've talked about this CD more than just about probably anything else lately.
Oh, wow. Great.
I mean...
Yeah, this is a classic to me. That DVD is a classic because it really puts it on the table.
It does. And it's more of a life lesson you can use every day if you think about it.
Yeah.
Or if you're reminded of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you check it out?
Yes, you can check it out.
So that's my sharing.
Thank you. Yes.
My sharing is I just want to thank everybody for all your input and thank you, Suzanne, because I really feel that last week was the first time I went through a door where the light was shining.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
And I started to feel true freedom, you know.
Fantastic. Let's keep the door open. Anybody else?
Well, I've had, since Don's been coming here, our whole vibrational level has shifted together, which has been really good. I mean, because when we first came, I think I told you, we're all two different.
Yes.
And because he's been doing this here, we've taken the steps to do it together at home. Mm-hmm. And so it's changing the dynamics between us.
And you're right.
For the better.
Good.
But what's happening now to me, which I'm in a real, my whole body's in a, an emergency crisis here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going nuts. Because by him being able to come up and meet me, I'm able to now have to deal with some of my stuff. Because he can hold.
His own.
He's holding himself as this timer.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and then when your vibration goes up, usually then you got, then you're strong enough to deal with whatever's coming up for you, so that's where I'm at. But I really don't, it's just total, absolute fear. And it's like, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm frozen, my body's frozen, everything's just like fucking terrible. And it's like, I haven't had this since maybe 15 years ago. I went through it really, really like strong, like Kundalini and the whole bit. And, but I haven't had it to the point that it's been right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has been because we're shifting everything around. So that's why I'm here tonight.
I was going to ask you, are you for sure clear as what is happening to you? Or are you guessing it?
Am I guessing it?
No, I'm just asking. Are you for sure know what is happening to you, or is it just
no, I mean, I don't. It's just, I don't know
okay.
what the fear
Can
but
I ask you to drop the concept of kundalini?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
no,
like
I mean,
that.
Just saying
no,
that it's
it was
happening
like, what,
again.
No, no, that part isn't happening, but it's the feeling in my body. The body is like, it seems to be, you know, I'm...
Well, this
whatever it is, it's like, oh, and here I am, and you got to deal with me, and I don't know what it is. It's
okay. Okay. Can I be really forward?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to.
You know, when we have things like this happening, actually it's a blessing in disguise, and I can tell you why. Because there is a resistance that one has, that this resistance, if it's not dealt with in a normal circumstance, it becomes so rigid that the flow of the freedom will have some sort of problem with it.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to do a meditation that this rigidity has to go on the knee and just sort of give up. And what is it that is going to give up is body identification. You know, I might not make sense really too much, but I think for all of us, it's not just you that I'm talking about. At any time in our lives, there is some sort of set mind that eventually this judgment of the set mind begins to deteriorate and is painful
mm-hmm.
in front of the light. You know,
right.
But, okay? So this is what is happening. And to help it along, I would like to do trust meditation tonight.
Right, that's how I feel. I don't trust. It's
I know,
it's like,
I know.
Like, let go.
Unfortunately, I do know. Okay.
You know?
Yes, and I will, you know, we'll do it and take a baby step. Don't bully yourself because it will backfire. There is a battle between you and yourself.
Right.
And I don't know, sometimes you win, sometimes you win again, but in another side of the story. So, what we are going to do tonight, after you go home, if it sits in your heart, don't let your mind bring the obstacle. Don't go with it. So we do two meditation, one is stop meditation, one trust meditation. The first one will make you a little bit be free of this activity of the rigidity. The other one actually gives you the shot of freedom. So we'll do that. We'll go to stop meditation first. We withdraw our senses in word and we let the mind think. That's his job. We are not going to interfere. Just let it think and let the sensation, whatever it is, come and go. All I want us to do is, with the eyes open or half open, stare at one of the candles and just be. For a moment, relax the body, Kathy, and just be. Just relax the gut, your guts, your stomach, your chest, and just be. Just the little things most of you know very well about this practice. And I know some of you do this practice. If not, please leave the room. How many of you make automatically a stop meditation? Fantastic.
Martha, what happened with your head?
Well, I do stop meditation in a way to say, tell myself stop.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can say that, or you can just be neutral.
Or can you do it this way too?
Yes, but you know, this is just the beginning. It's much better if you can do it while you're doing other stuff. This is just to demonstrate what a stop meditation is. But if you can do it as you're walking around, this is exactly what it should be done. How was it for you, Kathy? Did you free the moment of relief?
A little.
Very little.
This started here so bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, our second meditation, listen, what happens with a stop meditation is that when we read too much letters from our mind, we become like this. Okay, in order to reverse that, we don't read anymore. This is what we were doing tonight. But do it to your comfort, because like you said, you're in emergency. When you have too much fear, then you can't bully it. You just take it the way you want, as free as you are. Now, the second meditation is trust meditation. And I will say it again for those of us that know it, you go immediately to the trust. When we were born as a body, when the body was born, the divinity that was in us took a back seat. And whenever we trust the existence of it, or knowing that the promise of it, and we trust that, our mind and five senses, we begin to rejoice and become peaceful. So just imagine that we're sitting someplace that we love, and just remember the promise that was given to us, just to sit. If we don't take thoughts, we will be just fine. We just have to trust that whatever you call it within yourself. Just trust. Just for a moment, with the eyes open or closed, just trust and abandon yourself into that light that you are. This, we just do it in this class the way we do it. Otherwise, that has to be an ongoing stuff. There are a lot of people that trust, but they really don't. We have the weight on our head, but our tongue says we trust. The trust is utterly dropping the luggage down and being absolutely okay with not picking up and being naked as far as inner goes. Whenever we resist something, we put up a fight. So it's best to just trust inwardly and let go. Eventually, we come to that conclusion that this is an easy method to just let go. Any questions so far, or any comment on this meditation?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things, the trust and stop and then man and woman, everything,
mm-hmm.
they always end up in the same place, right?
Yeah. But the beauty of it is you end up in the